Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week from the Psalms, and this morning I have another psalm for you to consider. I personally have found this Psalms to be very encouraging and inspiring in my walk with the Lord. One of the things you'll find about the Psalms, they are encouraging, they are comforting, they are inspiring, and in them, there is hope, there is encouragement, there is strength. When you're feeling down and like you're losing it, the Psalms have a beautiful way of strengthening our hearts, our spirit, invigorating us, renewing our strength in the Lord. Well, this morning I'm going to share with you Psalm 19. David has a couple of themes in this psalm. The first one, the first theme that he talks about in this psalm is the heavens and the firmament, or the earth, declare the glory of God. And I'll read this psalm to you. It's a short one. There's 14 verses in it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's the end of the psalm there. As I said, David here has two themes in this psalm. The one is the heavens, the creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the creation in the heavens declare the glory of God. I like how he says this here, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. In other words, day after day, what we see in the heavens, what we see in the sky, declares the glory of God. And night unto night, night after night, shows forth the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God in his creation. I don't know if you've ever had the privilege of being at a place somewhere that is a long way away from any large city at a night when there is no moon but a cloudless night. And I tell you, you can see stars like you just can't imagine. Where I live here in Pennsylvania, we live close to a number of fairly large cities. There's a Walmart close to us. Of course, they're open 24/7. Lights on in the parking lots, and that does light up the sky. And so close to Lancaster here and other towns here. Why you look up in the sky at night, and we don't. While we get to see a lot of stars, we don't get to see nearly as many stars as you do in northern Pennsylvania, far away from any large cities, and no light in the sky to dim the rest of those stars that we can't see here. And I tell you, it is a beautiful sight on a cloudless night and no other lights in the sky. And the stars just shout forth the praise and the glory of God. It's a beautiful sight. Well, that's what David's saying here. Day after day and night after night shows the knowledge and the wisdom of our Creator God. He further says in verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. You can go anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter if they speak Chinese, if they speak Russian, if they speak German or Spanish or Portuguese or you name it. It doesn't matter what language or where you go in the world, around the globe. Their voice is heard. The voice of the stars, the voice of the moon, the voice of the sun, the sunsets, the sunrise, the cloud formations, the beauty of them, they shout forth the praise of their Creator God. So there's not a place in the world where their voice is not heard. They shout forth the praise of God. They shout forth the wisdom of an eternal Creator God. Their line is gone out through all the world, the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And I'm not sure what all that means, but in the next verses, he talks about the sun itself. He says the sun is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and I'm not exactly sure what all that's referring to. And he also, it rejoices as a strong man to run a race. And again, I'm not sure that I know all what all that means. But in the next verse, he says, his going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. And he's speaking about the sun here. The sun, it's going forth. That means it's in orbit. The entire solar system is in an orbit. And at least that's what scientists tell us. And so it is true. The sun goes forth from the end of the heavens and its circuit or its orbit unto the ends of it. And that's amazing, that isn't it? That David talks about how the sun is in an orbit, its circuit unto the ends of it, unto the ends of the heaven. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The sun is just putting out heat all the time. And he says there's nothing hid from the heat thereof. I just think it's so amazing, it's so beautiful, how that the Word of God just declares what scientists have learned in recent years. It's just, and all that information was there for thousands of years. Well, David switches gears then and talks about the Word of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony, or the Word of God, is sure, making wise the simple. So God's word is perfect and converts the soul, changes the soul, transforms the soul, the heart of man. The testimony, the word of God, is sure, making wise the simple. You want to be a wise person? Read the word of God and apply it to your life. That's wisdom. You might think, well, yeah, I'm not sure what you're thinking there, but for someone who may be simple and considers himself not wise, well, reading the Word of God diligently, regularly, and applying it to your life will make you wise, guaranteed. The statutes of the Lord, again, the Word of God, rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. It brings enlightening to our eyes, to our spiritual eyes, that is. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Again, speaking of the Word of God. It's more to be desired than gold, Oh, wow. And gold is worth a lot today. I'm not sure what the present price is per ounce. It's over $1,000. At least it has been for a while. But here we read that the word of God is more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. And it's sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. David ends this psalm, and he says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And that's a good prayer for each of us, folks. Let the words of my mouth, let the things that come out of my mouth be acceptable to God. Not only the words and the things that come out of my mouth, but he says, let the meditation of my heart. What are the things that you think about? What are the things that I think about? What is the meditation of my heart? That's something no one else can see. Can't see that from the outside. But God does. He knows what we're thinking. And David's prayer is, God, let the words of my mouth, let the things that I say, and the thoughts, the meditations of my heart, let those things be acceptable in thy sight. Well, amen. I think if we learn to do that, we will learn blessing and wisdom in the Lord. Well, I don't know how you find it, but these psalms are such an inspiration to my heart. Yes, the heavens and the earth show forth the handiwork of God. And yes, we need to delight in the law of the Lord, in God's word, and apply it to our hearts and gain wisdom and insight thereby. And amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. May the Lord God bless you today, fill you with peace, fill you with joy and blessing. God be with you.